I would like to continue on the theme of wildly successful because I simply love this idea of helping businesses become wildly successful. Could you maybe expand upon that a little bit?
Thanks, Abby. Absolutely. That wildly successful is something that over the last month or so that we've kind of coined the term on, but really it's something it's been embedded in the company since the beginning. And me personally, that we're not just out selling equipment or installing things. We actually want to make sure that we're doing stuff that makes our customers be more successful in whatever it is that they're doing. And I say wildly successful. Of course, we would benefit from that because then perhaps they'd be buying more equipment and selling more things. But the fact of the matter is that I got a couple of quick examples of one of our customers. And this happened, it's not just me. This permeates throughout all of our engineering team and everybody. They're not just doing a job. They're like, so one example was you have a customer in the loan origination business. And they said, wow, we just hit a monthly high of originating 2,000 loans. And so our lead engineer that's out there on the projects, he goes, wow, with the right IT, how could we help them process 3,000 loans? Meaning that we were looking about how can we as IT specialists, understanding how your business works and where the bottlenecks are, how can we help your business do more and for you to become wildly successful?
Well, that's a great thought because it means that your tech team is not just in there doing what they're being told to do, they're actually thinking forward and planning, which I think is fairly original, actually.
Thank you. I agree with you. And I think that what has happened is people get very focused on what a project is and they just go to get it done.
Right.
Whereas we've always tried to make sure that our customers don't get stuck like they build a ship in a bottle, that they're going to have to break the bottle someday when they get too big for it. And looking at those visions. And also, we see, we have 30, 40 customers or more where we see different solutions that might be able to be applied in a different industry. Just because we do something in the casino industry that makes them more efficient with something on to do with gaming, we can apply similar technologies or similar solutions perhaps in the healthcare industry or even in the mortgage industry.
I love the analogy of a ship in the bottle, Jeff, because I think that really sums it up. It can be beautifully placed and look great, but just not ready to grow in the future.
Yeah, I think our vision of helping our customers build for the future, get done what they need today to build for the future, that is also basically looking for them to become wildly successful. How can we use our knowledge of technology to help our customers become wildly successful in the business that they do?
Well, those customers need to be coming to Big Green IT to become more wildly successful.
Yes, they do, and I hope you go tell all of them that.
We will be telling them, Jeff. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.